ethical practices and her letters. Thank you for sending me the picture of Sri Ramana and the booklet, Who Am I? Can you tell me a bit about ethical practices in this tradition? I am particularly interested to know if you follow traditional precepts of celibacy or more moderate interpretations of brahmacharya. Also, what about things like alcohol? Does the ashram teach only against alcohol abuse, or is any use of alcohol considered wrong? Finally, I know that Sri Ramana is the ultimate guru and is considered still extant, but are there other leaders of the ashram, and what is their relationship to devotees? Do they give teachings as well? Thanks again and best wishes. Norfolk, VA. As far as ethical living is concerned, the Maharishi never talked much about this subject. The reason is, if we follow his teachings and sincerely try to put them into practice, the correct ethical and moral standards will automatically become part of our character. The essential thing is to begin to practice his teachings with determination and devotion. If that is done, everything will fall into its proper place. And even a teacher will come to us if and when we need one. The Maharishi never made a distinction between married or unmarried. He said, the self is the same for all. And real brahmacharya is to abide in Brahman. He did not deny the use of brahmacharya as an aid, like many other aids for spiritual practice. In our ashrama, Sri Ramana Maharishi remains as the living guru. He is the teacher, and we are all his disciples. We find that he still responds to sincere seekers just as he did when embodied. I am not going away. Where can I go? He said to grieving devotees before his Mahasamadhi. He continues to respond with his grace and guidance to all those who open their heart to him. Editor.